Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, freshman Assembly Democrats in the news. We have Assemblywoman Lucy Flores and Assemblyman Jason Frierson. Plus the pundits. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how the roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Addy, you think we'll be cowgirls someday?
You're darn tootin'. Maybe we'll even win buckles.
Yeah.
Get ready for the nonstop adrenaline-pounding excitement, because it's time to cowboy up for the Reno Rodeo. It all starts with Bulls as Extreme Bulls kicks off 10 nights of Reno Rodeo starting June 16th.
These guys are our future. That's why we rodeo for the kids.
Yeah! Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. Locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we welcome to the program our focus on freshmen, Assemblyman Jason Frierson with Clark District 8 and Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, Clark District 28. Pleasure to have you both on the program. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Anjanette Damon reporting for the Las Vegas Sun today, also reports for News 4 and News 3. Assembly Democratic Caucus melts down as budget negotiations come to a halt. Meanwhile, Assemblywoman Lucy Flores is said to be attempting to form a block of freshman lawmakers to help bridge the divide. One source says she is working to bring the two factions of assembly leadership together. What is going on and what are you doing about it?
I wouldn't say that that's entirely accurate. You know, you have a lot of people, you have some information that we got very last minute, and folks just didn't have enough time to review what they felt.
So, what was the information?
The compromise that we were voting back, the subtract PECs, as they're calling them now in Ways and Means. True, there were freshmen involved. I mean, Jason was there. We kind of talked about what we could do to help. But it's all it really was. You know, it was just a bunch of people talking and working things out, and it looks like fortunately we did. So.
And so what's the resolution?
Well, the resolution, I think that are a lot of people are on board. I can't tell you exactly who. I mean, obviously they went through, the Democrats went through unanimous on Ways and Means in approving those budgets. So now we have to see where the caucus stands, and I can't tell you where the caucus is because we haven't met yet. So, we'll see. But I think that there was definitely a lot of discussions that were had yesterday about this, and people seem to be on board now. But, you never really know until people have to press a button or actually say whether or not they're willing to support something.
The pressure is really on. Your view of this, Jason?
Well, you know, I think it's somewhat of a misnomer to say that anybody's any more involved than anybody else or taking a lead on anything. We're all talking about trying to resolve this. It just so happens some of us are a little more visible, and we end up in an article not by any effort of our own, but we're all working to try to help out and try to, you know, talk to folks and make sure that we're all on the same page. And it's a day-to-day development, and so we're ready every minute of every day to deal with any new direction that we might go in. But, you know, there's been no meltdown. There's been no, you know, behind the scenes, you know, secret person who's been the glue. We all have been working hard, and however it ends up getting spun when we walk out of that room, you know, we can't control that, but we're going to keep working, and that's really that. At the end of the day, it's that we want to end this thing knowing that we did everything that we possibly could to help.
So, Ms. Flores, let me get this straight. The line in the sand that Democrats have drawn is that there won't be any new service tax or margin tax, but you guys want the $600 million in taxes that were set to be sunsetted, you want those reestablished. Is that where you stand?
Yes, and the fact of the matter is that, you know, the economy is recovering despite the fact that these taxes are there, have been there for the last 2 years, and the economy is doing just fine. And so why would we want to continue cutting services and programs that really help people and fund our education and do these really important things for Nevada when we've seen growth and we've seen that we are in fact recovering? It really just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to
me. Okay, on the other hand, the economy is recovering. In fact, we've had $440 million in new revenue this year that Governor Sandoval did not put into his budget that he didn't have at the beginning. So if your tax structure is generating $440 million more than expected, why is there a need to raise taxes when the economy seems to be coming back up?
Because it's not necessarily about raising taxes. If we're now talking about not taxes that are already there, but the new taxes that we are proposing, the margin tax and the transaction tax, that's about stabilizing our tax structure. And I don't think you'll find anyone who thinks that we don't need to do something about reforming our entire tax structure in Nevada. Because quite frankly, when we're hit with another recession or people stop traveling again and their disposable funds are no longer available to them, we're going to be in the same boat that we have been traditionally for the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, ever since we saw September 11th, since we saw the housing crisis. We are always hit the hardest because we primarily depend on sales tax and our gaming industry.
Well, you know, you look
and
at
we're the, just not stable.
You look at the nation, and everybody, every state's tax structure has been hurt during this recession, except if you can drill oil or something. You talk about a service tax, for example, of adding one of those. That's part of the Democrats' plan, but a service tax wouldn't, if the economy goes under, wouldn't the service tax also lessen because people wouldn't be getting their hair done, they wouldn't be going to the dry cleaner, they wouldn't be getting their car washed, all sorts of things like that would impact them.
What we've seen time and time again and has been well documented is that we are no longer a goods-based economy.
We
are more, increasingly more, a service-based economy. And so when much of your transaction is occurring as a service, and you've been going into the future and forecasting that we're not going back to manufacturing, we're not going back to just goods, that we are very much a service-based economy, that we will continue to be that way. All studies and all learned people will tell you that that's the way it is. We need to broaden our tax base. We need to stabilize it and ensure that we are actually that it actually fits to the type of economy that we have.
Okay, let's take a break. More with our freshman legislators when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
These are the greatest classic rock bands of all time. So get ready to relive rock at its best with the complete classic rock collection. The 100 greatest classic rock songs of all time on one unbelievable 8 CD collection.
classic songs that live on forever. You can't get this massive 8 CD collection in any store. So let rock rule with the complete classic rock collection. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen. Do it now.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we were supposed to be focusing on freshmen, which we are to an extent, but news has kind of caught up with this, and we're here with Assemblyman Jason Frierson and Assemblywoman Lucy Flores. The bottom line on these new tax plans is that you're not going to get this accomplished in the next 2 weeks. And truthfully, as it's been discussed on this program many times, it's going to take 8 to 10 years to really get a tax figured out. So at this point, you see the Republicans hardening their position. The governor hasn't changed his position at all. What do you think you guys are prepared to give up that will actually make at least even the Assembly Republicans look at going along with you, sunset taxes?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we're doing our state a disservice when we take things off the table. We have a job to do, and when we stop short of considering everything to do that job, we're simply doing a disservice. And so we have to consider everything. We have to consider stabilizing our state long term. It's going to take 8 to 10 years, maybe, but when do we start, and why not today? So we have to keep working at trying to convince people to compromise and to agree on something that puts Nevada in a better position. So far, we haven't been able to, and you know, we have 2 weeks to work.
Isn't that something, though, to discuss during the interim? Because the Democrats were so late in bringing these plans to the table.
Well, first of all, Lucy and I weren't here during the interim. We were elected in November to start in January. So we can only start working when we started as elected officials. As far as the timing, it's my understanding, and you know, from reviewing, you know, from being up here prior to being elected, is we've come out with a plan far earlier than ordinary. And so, you know, there's a process, and when we have the economic forum numbers, then that feeds into what we come out with. And so for the first few months of the session, we were getting ready so that when we got the economic forum numbers, we would be able to put those to use. So, you know, I think that as far as the timeline goes, you know, we've been working hard and working earlier than the sessions ever worked before to try to come up with something. And so, you know, we're at a disadvantage when we have folks that simply aren't willing to consider everything. And that's where we are right now. We're going to keep at it, and we're going to keep trying to come up with some ideas. And ultimately, you know, there's a process. And we go through our House, we go through the Senate, and we go through the governor's office, and what we can come up with that seems workable, then, you know, that's what we'll do. But at the end of the day, when the session is over with, you know, it's the voters of Nevada that are going to have to speak up and talk about, through their vote, how they felt about the work that we did and what we were able to accomplish and who voted where and whether or not the governor signed it.
Okay, now, Mr. Frierson, if you come away from this legislative session with no new taxes or not even the sunsets, will you have a tough time getting reelected in your district?
Well, quite frankly, I don't think it's about reelection. It's about the limited time that we have here to do our job. And so I'm not doing this worried about whether or not I'm going to get reelected. I'm doing this worried about whether or not I left this better than I found it. And so, you know, I still have 13 days to do what I think I need to do that's in the best interest of the state, and then we'll worry about re-election time when we get to re-election time.
David McGrath-Schwartz, writing also in the Las Vegas Sun this morning, Democrats vote for $250 million in budget cuts. Republicans, meanwhile, sent the message that they are standing with Governor Sandoval in his budget, doing hopes that the legislature can even extend the taxes passed in 2009. Sheila Leslie, this is our last final offer. We're not funding below this level. This level is below what the state needs. On the other side, Senator Ben Kiekhafer said he would not be supporting options that didn't meet the funding available without sunsets. It just sounds like total gridlock.
It does. I don't know what else to say. I agree.
So do you think the session will end on June 6th with a deal, or do you feel that, you know, we're going to come back for a special session?
You know, we are still trying. You never know. I mean, yes, have people said things? Absolutely. But people have said things before and changed their minds. So there's been plenty of cases where that's happened. So
do you think the Republicans are going to change their mind and step away from Governor Sandoval and his no new taxes?
It's potential. I mean, it's been said before. You know, they've made the statement now, but I just feel like, as Jason just said, we're here for another 13 days. And for us to sit down and fold our hands and say, well, we give up because they said that they're not going for it, and just wait until the session, that's not an option. That, to me, that is absolutely not an option. We have to continue trying. We have to continue talking. We are running up against some deadlines. But the fact of the matter is that we were sent here to do a job.
Okay.
And ultimately, if we do leave without getting anything accomplished, I can leave here saying that I tried until the very last minute. And I think that it's clear that you can't say that about some other folks.
Who are these other folks?
Well, folks who completely shut down and aren't willing to talk about anything.
You mean you're talking Republicans who won't move off their no-new taxes stance?
Right.
Okay, well, you're committed to your stance, and they are committed to theirs. And during a recession, it's the worst time to raise taxes. So you have to respect their point of view, too.
I absolutely respect their point of view, but I don't respect not at least having conversations and continuing to talk about alternatives, possibilities, something. We just added $250 million more in cuts. Those are not just $250 million in cuts. Those were awful things that are happening to people. We cut autism funding for children. We cut other medical service for children, and we cut tax assistance for low-income seniors. You know, those are terrible, real-life things that we did yesterday. And,
okay.
And that hurts me to even say it. It's just not $250 million in cuts. And for us to say, okay, we're going to do this as a compromise, as, look, we are still trying to negotiate with you, and for folks to continue on their we won't consider anything else mantra, I think is irresponsible.
And that's where we have to leave it. I thank you both very much for being here, and we will welcome you back anytime. Thank you. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this time out.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The deals keep getting better at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno. For a limited time, lease a brand new 2011 Jeep Patriot 4x4 Sport for less than $7 a day or $199 a month. That's less than two lattes a day. Get it at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno or online at LithiaChryslerReno.com.
They lend a hand during the difficult times following a cancer diagnosis. They're right there with patients and their families every step of the way. They're a cheering section, but never on the sidelines. They require no referral, and they'll see you within 24 hours. They're the expert hands of the Cancer Nurse Navigators at Renown, and they make the remarkable happen every single day. To learn more, visit remarkablerecoveries.renown.org.
Time to make memories at Ashley Furniture Home Store's biggest sale of the year. Ashley's Memorial Day event with huge savings for every room in your house. It's your way to get more without paying more. Get up to 20% off or 4 years no interest or an HD TV with any qualifying purchase. No one beats Ashley for quality, style, and selection. But you better hurry. The Ashley's Memorial Day event ends Monday. Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
The deals keep getting better at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno. For a limited time, lease a brand new 2011 Jeep Compass for $7 a day or $215 a month. That's less than a hot dog at a baseball game. Get it at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno or online at LithiaChryslerReno.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our pundits are all fired up here. Arn Johnson is here, state chairman at the Nevada Federation of Young Republicans. Amber Joyner is a lobbyist with the Nevada State Medical Association, and attorney Joe Guild are all here. Pleasure to have you here. Arn, your thoughts on the discussion of this table earlier?
It was a great discussion. I mean, I've known Jason for several years and worked closely with him. We're both public defenders, and I have a ton of respect for him. I think we disagree fundamentally. One of the things that's really bothered me about the whole debate is this idea that Republicans are being ideological and the Democrats are just the reasonable ones. I mean, everybody has their own ideological bent that they want to go. They're in opposite directions, and both sides think that what they're doing is best for the state. I think at the end of the day, though, the Republicans are going to stay together. They have the Trump card, which is the governor's veto, and I think we're going to see something that looks very much like the governor's budget.
Joe?
Well, what was lost in that discussion, it seems to me, is an acknowledgement that the Assembly Republican Caucus 2 or 3 months ago proposed an idea that they would agree to the $600 million extension of the sunsets on the taxes that are currently in place if some reform discussion and some reform accomplishment was actually entered into. So here we are with 11 days left in the session, and I agree. I respect the Democratic position, and I've watched this process for a long time, but there's been no acknowledgement, no agreement to come towards the Assembly minority, the Republicans, and so there's this impasse, and actually the impasse has been there for, I would say, 3 months. Everybody knew where this was going to be. Maybe we could have had a 2-week session, passed some good policy measures, passed the governor's budget, and that's where we'll end up.
Your thoughts, Em?
I have to agree. I think that in any compromise, I mean, moving towards the middle is what we're looking for, and it was painful to watch the subtract backs last night. I think the Democrats really made an effort to come to the middle and come to some sort of compromise, and so the holdouts, I think it'll be interesting to see if they're able to come to the table and negotiate on those.
Well, I think the time for negotiation is just about over because, as Joe said, the Republican reforms have been on the table from the very beginning, and I think Democrats look at those and say, those are just too costly for us and too costly for our unions that we represent, and we're not going to go for them. And they're trying to do a backdoor around getting the taxes voted on without strong conservative reform.
Well, and the other part of the problem is that it's not like Nevadans are out there rolling around in extra money that can just be brought in. And so when you say, well, we need to raise taxes, that's actually the easiest thing in the world to do, because you can just say we've raised taxes and now the numbers work. Whether or not you actually get that money in the next 2 years is a completely different question.
Yeah, you know, I think the Democrats' strategy has been all wrong. I think they should have come into this session just shooting for the $600 or $700 million in sunset taxes to keep those going. Now, if they would have gotten that with the $400 million in extra revenue, our state would have been, that would be like a $1 billion tax increase when you add it all up.
But Joe, isn't that the art of negotiation is you don't come in with what your final plan is right off the bat?
Well, no, you don't. But you do put something out there, and an example of what was not put out there early enough to have a full vetting, a full discussion, is the sales tax on services and the margins tax that was rolled out about 3 weeks ago. Not enough time to have a good discussion about that. And don't forget the Senate Republicans in this discussion, which I understand that the two freshman assembly members from Clark County that were on earlier, both Democrats. Nobody's talking about the Senate the Senate Republicans and where they are, and they didn't, you know, they needed some reaching out to also, even though they didn't have a plan. But in my opinion, they are firmly behind the governor, and so this is, in a way, it's like watching a four-wheel drive stuck in the mud with all wheels going and lots of mud flying, but not a whole lot of movement, either forwards or backwards, for that matter.
You know, this whole tax plan that came out just earlier this month, the thing that I don't like about it is the practicality of it. I mean, you're talking about two brand new types of taxes, And how is the Department of Taxation going to collect these taxes? What are the mechanisms? Do they have to hire new people? All that is very complicated. And to just throw that out there in the last month, I think is idiocy.
Amber, your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I'm throwing that at the last minute. I think that the discussion has been going on, and when the freshman legislators were talking about the fact that they just got here, I think that we have a huge freshman class, and I think that's part of the consideration. But I think, you know, things are constantly changing, and I think that the new tax numbers yesterday gave me some optimism that maybe this demonstration that our economy is improving might be some cover for some of the Republicans who say, look, things have changed. These taxes that are in place, despite these taxes that are in place, our revenue are increasing in the sales tax. And so I think that's a good argument for them to be able to say maybe we should keep them in place and to be able to, you know, things change.
But the counter argument to that is that one of the reasons that the economy is improving, and nobody can really quantify this because every business has its own reasons for doing things, is that they know, especially now, things are starting to pick up because it's becoming clearer and clearer that we're not going to see huge tax increases and we're probably not even going to see the sunsets increased, is that they're counting on the governor's plan, at least in its general form, passing through. And businesses are looking to the future, and that's how they're planning for things.
And a big part is that, you know, a lot of our economy is going well because of the whales who play baccarat on the Las Vegas Strip.
Well, but I
look at the gaming numbers.
Right, but I mean, I think also looking at the gaming numbers, and not only in the dollars wagered, but the average daily room rates are going up. You're seeing occupation rising. Things are coming back. So, I mean, I think we're off the bottom. How far off the bottom, I'm not sure. We'll be right back on about Newsmakers after this time.
Do you need individual health insurance that makes sense for you? With all the uncertainty around healthcare, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trusted choice, offering plans to help fit your needs and budget.
When I started my own business, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. Later, when I needed surgery, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
And if you're retiring early or just starting in a new direction, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield gives you nationwide access to doctors and hospitals and a commitment to service and value.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
And you can choose plans with preventive care to help keep your family and your budget healthy.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, visit us online at anthemvalue.com. That's anthemvalue.com.
The Nugget proudly presents its Country Crossroads Festival. Three big nights of great American music and more, starring gold and platinum recording artists Lone Star, featuring multiple Grammy Award winner Ricky Skaggs, and audience favorite Neil McCoy. Plus, free line dancing lessons, karaoke contests, and free music. Call now for tickets or visit janugget.com. And do it country at the Nugget, Memorial Day weekend.
And to the Nugget.
My name is Justin Brecht. I've been teaching 7 years.
Justin was named Teacher of the Year at his school twice.
I became a teacher because I wanted to show kids that they can strive for a better life.
But Justin was forced out because he was the last teacher hired. Under Nevada law, when schools have to lay off teachers, most districts are forced to fire teachers based only on seniority, not on how well their students are learning.
We've got to change the system.
It's time to end seniority-based layoffs.
It's time to put students first.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, when the ACLU and the Nevada Eagle Forum agree, something's going on.